KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling last night, a double duel held over at Trainer saw Missouri Valley win a couple of matches. They beat Trainer 52-24, Mo Valley over West Monona Whiting 59-18, and Trainer downed West Monona Whiting 51-30 last night. There's a couple of boys' basketball games locally last evening. It was Audubon over Orient Maxburg 93-52, while Bedford beat Clarinda Academy 78-64. The weekly Associated Press High School Boys Basketball poll out yesterday afternoon has Waukee on top in Class 4A. North Scott and Sioux City East round out the top three. In Class 3A, Maquoketa, Clear Lake, and Gilbert are the top three rated teams. Carroll is in at number eight in this week's poll. In Class 2A, North Lynn is number one with Comanche and Trainer rounding out this week's top three. And in Class 1A, it's Grandview Christian, Montezuma, and George Little Rock at the top. Stanton is tied for sixth with Calamus Wheatland, while Arweva checks in at number eight in this week's Class 1A poll. We have basketball tonight for you here on the radio as Glenwood will host Atlantic in Hawkeye 10 Conference Basketball. That's a girl-boy doubleheader tonight. Chris will be there, and he'll have both games for you. 6 o'clock, girls, 7:30, boys. You can catch all that action right here on KJAN. Well, Clemson is the national champion in college football for the second time in 3 years after handing Alabama its most lopsided loss under head coach Nick Saban. Trevor Lawrence passed for 347 yards and three touchdowns as the Tigers blasted the Crimson Tide 44-16 in the college football playoff national championship game at Santa Clara, California. Lawrence threw TD passes to Travis Etienne, T. Higgins, and Justin Ross to help undefeated Clemson become the first team in the AP poll era starting in 1936 to win 15 games in a season. Etienne had three first-half touchdowns for Clemson, which actually trailed 16-14 in the second quarter before forging a 31-16 advantage by halftime. He finished with 86 yards on 14 carries. A.J. Terrell brought back an interception 44 yards for a touchdown on Alabama's opening drive. Heisman Trophy runner-up Tua Tagovailoa threw a second interception and was 22 of 34 for 295 yards and two first-quarter touchdowns, along with minus 9 yards rushing. Clemson is the first opponent to beat the Tide by more than 14 points since Saban became the coach in 2007. Alabama was seeking its sixth national championship in the last 10 seasons. Well, moments after that college football playoff national championship concluded, the final college football rankings for the 2018 season were released, and as one would expect, national champion Clemson was a unanimous choice for number one in the nation, receiving all 61 first-place votes. But a few surprises. Alabama was number two. Ohio State jumps over the other two Final Four teams as they move up to number three. Oklahoma is fourth. Notre Dame rated fifth. LSU, Florida, Georgia, Texas, and Washington State round out the top 10 teams. Also in the poll, Michigan at number 14, Penn State is 17, West Virginia is number 20, Northwestern rated 21st, Iowa jumps into the final poll at number 25. Iowa defensive end Anthony Nelson has announced his intention to declare for the NFL draft. The Waukee junior is foregoing his final year of eligibility after 4 years at Iowa. The 6'7", 271-pounder had a career-best 9.5 sacks this season as he finishes with 24 sacks in his career. Nelson will move on to the NFL. Iowa State two-time All-American running back David Montgomery, who became the eighth player in school history with multiple 1,000-yard rushing seasons this fall, decided that he'll enter his name for the 2019 NFL draft and forego his final season of eligibility at Iowa State. Montgomery announced his decision on Twitter Monday. A native of Cincinnati, Ohio, Montgomery was a key part of Iowa State's resurgence on the gridiron the past two seasons, helping the Cyclones to back-to-back 8-5 marks with his dependability and durability in the backfield. The two-time first-team All-Big 12 selection ranked third in the Big 12 and 23rd nationally in rushing, averaging 101.3 rushing yards in 12 games in 2018. He reached the 100-yard mark 7 times during the season, tying for third on ISU's season list and led the team with 13 touchdowns. Montgomery was named first-team All-American by Pro Football Focus for the second straight season after leading the nation in forced missed tackles for the second year in a row. He set the season record of 109 forced missed tackles in 2017. He ends his brilliant Cyclone career ranking sixth in career rushing yards, third in career 100-yard rushing games, and eighth in career rushing touchdowns. Now, also, according to multiple reports, Iowa State receiver Hakeem Butler is entering the NFL draft. The 6'6" Butler enters the draft after a record-breaking junior season where he had 60 catches for 1,318 yards and 9 touchdowns. He became just the fifth player to reach the 1,000-yard mark in a single season in receiving at the school. Butler is the second Cyclone to announce, joining David Montgomery. Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins is giving up his remaining college eligibility to enter the upcoming NFL draft. The third-year sophomore said on Twitter he would forego his final year of eligibility after many thoughts and prayers with family and close friends. Haskins smashed most Ohio State and Big Ten single-season passing records in 2018, throwing for a nation-leading 50 touchdowns and finishing third in the Heisman Trophy voting. His decision comes after he completed 25 of 37 passes for 251 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Rose Bowl, which was also the last game for his retiring coach. Well, the college football playoff is not expanding anytime soon, despite calls from at least one league commissioner to increase the number of participants. Conference commissioners and university presidents who constitute the playoff brain trust met Monday at the Fairmont Hotel in downtown San Jose and quelled the speculation. Mississippi State President and CFP Board of Managers Chairman Mark Keenum says it's much too soon to know if there's even the possibility of expanding the number of teams. Texas quarterback Vince Young and Notre Dame speedster Rocket Ishmael have been selected for induction into the College Football Hall of Fame, along with 11 other players and 2 coaches. The rest of the players are Arkansas running back Darren McFadden, Oklahoma defensive back Ricky Dixon, John Carroll linebacker London Fletcher, Texas A&M defensive lineman Jacob Green, North Carolina State receiver Torrey Holt, and Arizona State quarterback Jake Plummer, along with USC defensive back Troy Polamalu, Wisconsin offensive tackle Joe Thomas, Michigan State running back Lorenzo White, and Mississippi linebacker Patrick Willis. Dennis Erickson and Joe Taylor were selected for induction as coaches. Well, in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers have found their new head coach. A person familiar with the decision says Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur has accepted Green Bay's offer to become the next head coach of the Packers. LaFleur would replace Mike McCarthy, who was fired during the season after a stunning home loss to Arizona. LaFleur was offensive coordinator with the Rams in 2017, leading a group that paced the NFL in scoring and was 10th in total offense. Offensive coordinator Joe Philbin went 2-2 to close out the season as the Packers failed to reach the playoffs for the second straight year. The 6-9-1 record was also the second straight under 500. Cody Parkey's missed 43-yard field goal attempt on Sunday has been officially ruled a block by the league. The kick would have given the Chicago Bears an 18-16 win over the Eagles in an NFC wildcard game, but the ball bounced off of the upright and then hit the crossbar. Video showed Philadelphia's Trayvon Hester tipped the ball. The Iowa State Cyclones debuted in the Associated Press Top 25 this week at number 20. The Cyclones are 2-0 in the Big 12 after a lopsided win over fifth-ranked Kansas, and they return to action tonight against the Baylor Bears.
We need to play with the same focus and effort like everybody's Kansas, because they're all Kansas. They all count the same. And so, but there's some things that I, over my career and as an assistant head coach, that kind of that you go to make sure guys are humble and make sure they understand that, you can't get out of your character and that we've got 9 more weeks of regular season basketball.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who believes improved defense has been a key. He says the Cyclones have what it takes to be good on defense.
I think our length helps. Our ability to switch at times helps keep people in front. And then I think we've got some guys that have pretty good basketball savviness and toughness. We continue to try to grow our toughness to where we can be active.
Baylor is 8-5 overall in open Big 12 play with a loss to TCU. Tip time 6 o'clock in that contest. Iowa State has swept the Big 12 Weekly Awards following a 2-0 start to the conference season as Mariel Shayok took home Big 12 Player of the Week honors, while Tyrese Halliburton captured his second Big 12 Newcomer of the Week award this season. Shayok, a senior, averaged 20.5 points and 5.5 rebounds as the Cyclones swept Oklahoma State and then number 5 Kansas. The freshman Halliburton continues to shine in his first season in Ames, averaging 13 points, 3 assists, 2.5 rebounds, 2.5 steals, and 1.5 blocks in ISU's 2 victories. Drake coach Darian DeVries says that standout guard Nick Norton will undergo knee surgery today. Norton suffered a torn ACL in their Missouri Valley Conference opener last week and is lost for the season. DeVries says they will petition in hopes of getting Norton a sixth year.
I don't know how that all works well enough to say if we have a great chance or a little chance or whatever, but he's been through the ringer with his injuries and things, and hopefully there's something in the rules that allow him to get that year back and you know, just for him. He's such a great kid, and I hate to see it end the way it did for him, and hopefully he'll get another opportunity.
Norton was a graduate transfer from Alabama, Birmingham. With Norton out of the action, the primary point guard responsibilities fall to sophomore Noah Thomas. Drake returns to action tonight, hosting Southern Illinois, a team that's 2-0 in the Valley. Megan Gustafson had 21 points and 12 rebounds for her 13th double-double of the season. Kathleen Doyle added 15 points with 7 assists, and number 19 Iowa beat Wisconsin 71-53 Monday night. That's the 20th consecutive victory for Iowa over Wisconsin in that series. Mackenzie Meyer added 10 points and 5 assists for Iowa as they improved to 11-3, 2-1 in Big Ten conference play. For the seventh time this season, Iowa women's basketball senior Megan Gustafson has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week. Gustafson has 17 career Player of the Week awards, tied for the second most in the history of the conference. Gustafson led all scorers with 28 points and 17 rebounds in Iowa's win over Nebraska January 3rd, with her NCAA leading 12th double-double of the season. And Iowa State senior guard Bridget Carlton collected her third Big 12 Player of the Week honor this season, as the league announced that on Monday. The honor marks the 13th Big 12 weekly honor for the Chatham, Ontario, Canada native, which ranks first in school history and fifth in Big 12 history, tying former Big 12 Player of the Year Brittany Martin. Carlton led ISU to a 2-0 start in the Big 12, averaging nearly 30 points, 7.5 assists, and 6 steals on the week, while shooting 58.3% from the floor. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.